Rick, let's begin with a discussion of Memorial Day weekend. It is the unofficial start of the summer travel or beach tourism season.
It sure is. Across North Florida, Memorial Day is the start. This is when families start taking their kids to the beach, and it's important for us. We have a relatively short summer season. It's good that Memorial Day is just a few days early this year, gets us kicked off a little bit early. And then once the kids are out of school, we have the height of our tourism season, which actually ends really second week of August when it's time for the kids to be back in school. And then some of the prettiest months where locals like us might be going to the beach in September and October, the water's still warm, the weather's beautiful. Really, our visitor population doesn't come during those months. And for us to continue to grow, you look at the expensive assets that have to get installed, restaurants, hotels. If we could keep those more full during more of the year, we'd have a more dynamic community. That's the way that tourism can contribute.
Do you have any data that gives you an expectation of what is to come for this region this summer?
Yes, actually, this year has been fairly slow for the first quarter. That shows up in the GDP statistics that you and I have talked about, only 0.1% growth in GDP. The same is true from the hoteliers and property managers that I've talked to about the start of the season. The first quarter was fairly slow. I guess you would think that the lousy weather in the northeast and northern belt of the United States would bring people to Florida, but evidently people just stay home and don't even travel to warmer climates. But the bookings for Memorial Day and into the summer are looking strong, so we should be up. We were down in the first quarter relative to a year ago in some parts of our tourism economy, but we should be up during summer of 2014.
Well, speaking specifically of Memorial Day weekend, for Pensacola, each year we get a boost in this area from the annual Gay Memorial Day weekend celebration.
We do, and dollars coming from outside the community are great. They create economic activity. They create jobs here. It's a good thing to keep the beaches full. And so the real trick, as I said a moment ago, is once we can start getting visitors in April and May, in August, September, October, that's when we will have arrived in terms of being able to have a fully developed, integrated destination that can provide quality jobs year-round. We're not there yet, but as you say, the LGBT kickoff to the summer season is important for our community. A lot of spending comes from outside the region during that time.
You mentioned jobs. Let's just go there now. The summer tourism season also typically provides a little bump in seasonal hiring.
It does. And if you look next door at Okaloosa and Walton County, the updated local job numbers just came out last Friday. Okaloosa down just at a notch above 4% unemployment, Walton below 4% unemployment, and Escambia and Santa Rosa doing well also. And so that's good news in terms of the job market. Since we bottomed out in the job market in finally started to grow again in January of 2010 in Pensacola, we've added about 8,500 jobs in the just over 4 years since then. For Fort Walton Beach, which now includes both Okaloosa and Walton counties after the 2010 census, the degree of integration, commuting is high enough so that Okaloosa and Walton are now in the same metro area. The Crestview-Fort Walton Beach-Destin metro area, they've gained about 5,000 jobs since they bottomed out at the end of the recession. So yes, job growth is there. We're not where we need to be. We're still at job levels that we saw really right around just before Hurricane Ivan, actually, 10 years ago. So we need more growth.
And briefly, Rick, on gas prices coming down just a bit in recent weeks. Briefly discuss that impact on our tourism season.
If airline ticket prices rise as they are, as the airlines consolidate and pass on fuel costs to consumers and are better able to pass those on because as they merge and consolidate, there's a little bit less competition, that's actually a net plus for us. We're a drive-to market. We still are a drive-to market. even though air traffic is growing in our region. So with gas prices being relatively high, I mean, they bottomed out during the recession at half of what they are today, down under $1.70 a gallon. It's hard to remember 6 years ago when gas prices were so low. But they are hovering in probably a 50-cent band, 325 to 375, and that's where we are today. So I don't expect gas prices to have much of an effect either way on our visitor traffic this summer.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.